flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I thought you were going to sing. I thought you were going.
Oh, man. That, nope. just hit me.
It always does.
This is what we were bumping all weekend, dog. All weekend.
God, it was nice to have the sun back, wasn't it?
Yeah, man. All weekend.
70 today, 73 tomorrow.
All right. Get y'all like get that money in your ass.
Thank you.
Just like we went out.
Thank you for coming back.
We went out, yeah, like when I went with friends to brunch yesterday over at Tulum, whatever you want to call it. I call it Tulum. And so we went out, and so wife wanted to put some nice clothes. I'm like, whatever, baby, we can just go out. And so she brought out her little summer guy. I said, no, you don't get up in your ass, woman. She's like, Ray, baby, it's 70 degrees. I was like, yeah, but it don't mean you gotta go right back to, you know, wearing shorts and stuff like that. All right, go ahead. My wife, because Rusty was telling me about it. Like, obviously, people knew about it. But it's that Georgia winter, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fake spring.
It's fake.
Yeah, it's just like we have
fake
at the end of the summer where we get that fake fall.
Pump it's fake.
And then it's right back to 95 like the next week.
Go get
sick. It's going to be warm for a couple days, and then it's going to go right back to cold and rainy.
Go get sick. Did the Greyhound see a shadow?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so that means 6 more weeks, right?
Winter, right?
I think that's it, right?
I think that's how it works.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm pretty sure that's how weather is dictated.
Yeah, by the greyhound.
Whether or not some greyhound or whatever you – I think it's a groundhog.
I said greyhound.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Okay.
I was rolling with you. I thought you were going to correct it the second time, but
now I know what I damn meant.
Right back to greyhound.
Yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil, I guess, saw his shadow.
Who?
That's what his name is.
His name is Punk?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney?
Punxsutawney is the town. His name is Phil.
Okay. Groundhog Day. Duh.
You know, PETA has an issue with those people, too, for Punxsutawney Phil. I guess he's being used to tell the weather or used as a gimmick or I don't know, man. Like, super strange, those guys.
Yeah, they got a problem with everything, pretty much. But, yeah, no, I guess he saw a shadow. And that's what I understand. If he sees a shadow, that means the sun's out.
I would think so.
Right? Wouldn't that mean that winter's over? Also, how does what happens in Pittsburgh or it's whatever near there dictate what happens here?
I don't know.
I feel like we have a different climate than
they do.
Dog.
It's all a big old hogwash thing for me.
Repeating
Groundhog wash. I don't know
if conspiracy is the right term, but like whatever, feels more accepted in today's culture than other conspiracy theories.
Well, I think it's just sort of like a fun little kitschy thing.
It's,
I don't think anybody,
there are people.
His ass don't.
There are
his
people.
Ass
Randy
don't dictate nothing.
There are people who believe
what
in
number,
it.
What number? What number is Phil?
I don't know. Who knows? He's not the first one.
I know he's
sure.
not the first one.
Yeah,
like, that's got to be like Phil 47.
Yeah, I mean, the lifespan of a groundhog.
It's got to be what?
Can't be long.
Like 3 years?
Now, I feel like he probably, and this is maybe where PETA gets it wrong, I feel like this guy's probably got a better life than your average groundhog.
In captivity, they can live up to 14 years.
Yeah.
But
okay.
In the wild, average lifespan's 2 to 3. They can live up
so
to 6.
So what's PETA's problem? Yeah. Punxsutawney Phil's going to get a decade plus because they're taking care of him.
Like 2 years? Damn.
Maybe because he's in captivity or something. I don't know. He probably lives in a pretty lush little cage there.
Yeah, they're probably taking care of him.
And an eagle's not going to swoop down, and steal him.
Yeah. You see the size of that thing?
I imagine the average...
I will guarantee you an eagle can carry off a groundhog.
The average cause of death for a groundhog is probably pretty gruesome.
Yeah, baby.
Some sort of animal attack.
Bobcat.
Or something. A car.
Yeah.
Or cars. Something. Like, if you're living in the ground...
Where do you find them at?
The ground.
No, I'm saying, like, are there groundhogs here in Georgia?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's.
I didn't know if it was a bigger population.
I know up where my in-laws live in North Carolina, every once in a while I see a groundhog walking down the road.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And you drive by him, he'll pop back in the ground. But that groundhog right there is probably going to die. He's going to be roadkill.
Yeah, that's what.
And then someone up there in the Appalachian Mountains is going to cook
him.
Damn. I bet you they eat groundhogs up there.
You think find groundhogs in all of North America, so Canada and Mexico too.
Every state. So we got them here. Anyway.
Don't believe it.
It's pretty warm outside the next couple days.
It's nice, but good.
It's going to be nice.
With caution. That's all I say. With caution, people. All right? Take layers off.
Exactly. Caution. Exactly. Because it was 40 degrees this morning.
Yes.
So layer.
Yes.
And as you get warm,
yes.
Remove layers.
Just make sure. Yes, ankle. Don't get that pneumonia.
All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram. At Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So I've never really wanted to live in Kennesaw. Nothing against Kennesaw. It's just too far away for the city for me. But I do kind of wish that I lived a little bit closer now because they got like the first Whataburger before everybody else. They got one of the first Canes before everybody else. Now Ronald Acuna Jr. opened up a car wash on Friday in Kennesaw.
Oh, really?
Ronnie has partnered with Big Peach Car Wash. He's a pretty big deal to be partnering with them, or he signed a pretty big deal, so he's going to open up multiple car washes. This happened Friday afternoon after we go off the air, or probably Friday midday or whatever. But, you know, so, yeah, congratulations, Ronnie.
Was he there?
Yeah,
he was. Ever got open? Cool.
In a Peach Braves jersey.
Oh.
That will kind of look like the Columbus, their Peach something. You know how the Mississippi Braves moved to Columbus?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They have a name that is something to do with peaches. And
okay.
He's wearing one of their jerseys. Right.
Great. Like, so. How'd he look? Yeah. Is he walking around good?
Walking around good, talking around good.
We don't have Brandon Adams here to, you know, Brandon's always evaluating the walk to the bus. I don't know if anybody saw how Ronald was looking.
This is more of a get out of the car, send your car to the car wash, watch it be washed. You know, he didn't run around or anything.
So there you go.
Good,
I mean, if the Kennesaw Chamber of Commerce is looking for any more to add to the list, you got Whataburger, you got Raising Cane's. You got the car wash.
Yeah.
You got the mountain.
Did I not see?
You got the university.
About talking about bringing an In-N-Out burger.
Really?
So what you saw was a post that somebody took a picture. There was a sign for an In-N-Out burger somewhere in Atlanta that somebody took a picture of.
Okay.
Put it on the internet.
Okay.
That sign was part of a TV or movie set.
Okay, gotcha.
So I don't think In-N-Out's coming.
Okay.
So they were pretending to be in California.
I wasn't tripping on it because In-N-Out burgers, it's whatever.
Yeah, it's
whatever.
It's fine. Whatever. Whataburger's better.
Damn hamburger.
Just you know? It's a drive-through hamburger. It is. Just fine.
So moving on to Saturday and the multitude of things that happened this weekend that weren't necessarily major sports. The Senior Bowl happened. Here's how it finished.
Last shot as the American team makes their move. Hennigan on the move. Looking.
Yes.
Got it. Jack Besh has his mobile moment. That's a walk-off.
Man, it's simple. My brother has some wings on me. He gave them to me, and he let that all take place. You know, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Tiger.
What?
Nothing else but them. They're the reason I did what I did today. I attribute it all to them. You know, I'm just the physical person here doing it, but I attribute it all to them.
Yeah, so Jack's brother, Tiger, was killed in the New Orleans terrorist attack.
Okay, did not know that.
January 1st. What's that?
Who's he?
This is Jack Besh. He's wide receiver for TCU. He's the one that caught the game.
He had a catch in the first quarter. Like just
yeah, he got the MVP also.
Yeah, just went up and got the ball like three catches.
Walk off catch. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, it seemed well. I thought the Georgia players played well. I thought Dan Jackson played good. I just watched the first half of it. Obviously, Spy was moving around good. Didn't get to see Aaron Smith. Saw one throw to Aaron, but it was an underthrow. He beat the dude, and dude threw it behind him.
Yeah, pretty cool story though for Jack Besh.
100%.
Obviously, doesn't. You know,
bring
but back. Still, like that, you know, good for him to go out there and do that, and hopefully this impress some folks, and maybe they'll get a shot at the next level.
Yeah. So, y'all kind of already kind of covered the Pro Bowl. Not a whole lot to see there, but we did get a pretty cool soundbite on it. Hey, 2028's looking pretty cool for the United States flag football team.
No, this is good practice again, for me in the Olympics. Most likely, I'll be retired by 2028. Practice. How many years is that?
Thank
3 years.
I
don't know. But if I am retired, I would definitely like to play another.
Are you serious?
I would, yeah.
That's Mike Evans there.
Yep.
Well, those are probably going to be the guys playing. If there's NFL players playing,
freshly retired guys,
it'd be that.
You're not going to have active star
players playing in the Olympics because it just don't work like that.
No.
Contracts don't work like
you're
that.
You're not going to get hurt. No offense. Like, it'd be cool to win a gold
medal. It's a summer Olympics, too, so that's training camp.
Yeah, no one's getting hurt for that.
Yeah. No,
but, you know, imagine.
I'll take a team full of freshly retired NFL guys to roll anybody else in the world.
Yeah. Or you know, guys.
There's going to be some young guys that are about to come up. Some rugby guys out there and whatnot, so it'll be competitive. Maybe we'll see.
Yeah, I like where Mike's head's at, though. I'm always thinking about the future, you know?
Yeah, man.
Got to keep it focused.
So the Grammys also happened last night. Grammys were on till midnight.
Way too late. They go on way too long.
I got home from at 9:30 at night from doing a show, and the Grammys were still on. And just kept on going all the way to midnight. So Beyonce and Kendrick cleaned up. As y'all did mention, Kanye and his wife weren't even invited. They got asked to leave. Kanye's wife wore nothing.
Yeah, she was naked.
And Jaden Smith wore a house on his head.
What? Oh, yeah, I did see that.
You got to Google that.
What? Yeah, hold Will on. Smith's what? Son had like a haunted house on his head.
What's... No, you know what?
Like a literal house, bro. Right. Like it was as wide as his shoulders.
He is... Yeah.
A house.
Was he like, what he is was he going to be promoting a movie?
Make a statement for... Or...
Is he in the Adams Family movie coming up?
I don't know. And that's fine. That's fine. Bless
I know.
His heart.
I had the same reaction. Bless I saw it, and my immediate reaction was... Yours, like you just had, and I was like, whatever. Do whatever you want. Doesn't affect my life.
It does not.
Doesn't.
I'll say this.
Sometimes you gotta wonder.
Jack better not show up with some damn haunted house on his head someday. I'll slap the house right off.
Bless
of him.
His heart. Bless his heart. That's all I say. Bless his heart.
I hope that he was trying to promote something and not just trying to wear a fashionable house on his head.
I think he's just weird. I think he's just real weird.
He's not weird. He's just Jaden.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
He's just Jaden, man.
Just Jaden.
And the Royal Rumble happened on Saturday afternoon evening. We saw a couple of pretty cool returns. Charlotte Flair returns and wins
daughter, right?
the Women's Royal Rumble.
Ric Flair's daughter, right?
It is Rick's daughter. His All actual right. factual daughter. She herself is a 14-time WWE champion. Now she will be headlining WrestleMania in March, April. Cody versus Kevin Owens in a ladder match. If you want to look at, for all you wrestling is fake people, Google Cody slams Kevin. And look, I know it's predetermined everything. We've had these conversations before. The way this match ended, Cody Rhodes, Alabama slams Kevin Owens through a ladder off of the announce table.
Okay.
He's folded up like an accordion, and he just kind of stays there. Randy, I'm sure watching wrestling coming up, you saw a few ladder matches, you know, like Shawn, HBK.
Mm-hmm.
They never really finish uncontested. Cody slammed Kevin Rhodes through a freaking ladder. All these people come over taming to him. Cody walks right up the ladder, grabs the belt, and he's the winner. Stands on top of it, whatnot.
So is the other dude hurt?
Oh, he got jacked.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He ends up walking out of the stadium. Okay. His face is all, he gets folded up. It was one of the better slams that you'll see in any wrestling pay-per-view. It was pretty cool to watch. But, he gets folded up. And then Jey Uso, Yeet University, wins the Men's World Rumble. Him and John Cena were the last two contestants.
I thought John Cena retired.
So John Cena is
He just
on
couldn't
a,
see him.
Retirement tour.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Retirement.
My only wrestling joke.
He still got them damn jean shorts on.
He does still wear the jorts.
Yeah. Stay true to the jorts.
John Cena was actually one of the last two contestants left in the Royal Rumble. It was him and Jey Uso. Roman Reigns makes his in-ring return. It was a pretty good event, man. So,
do they still do the Royal Rumble with the numbers? Like one and two.
Oh yeah,
start,
yeah.
And then
there's a women's Royal Rumble now too. Charlotte Flair, the only 2-time winner of that one.
Okay.
So they've done it for about 8-10 years. The women's.
I'm always shocked more people don't get hurt in it with all the stuff that they do.
I just saw a clip.
All the slams and acrobatics
I just saw a clip, Bunk, of they had an old clip of Stone Cold Steve Austin. I remember when Stone Cold first started wrestling, he had the one knee brace. By the time he left, he needed 3 knee braces.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, man,
it
stuff
takes
they
a toll,
do is
man.
Insane.
He was wearing them on both knees. Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a toll on you.
I forgot. Georgia has its own.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Own weather predicting groundhog.
Ooh, what is it?
General Beauregard.
Really?
Oh, it's General, an actual groundhog. General Beauregard Lee. I think it's a groundhog.
Where was he at?
He said 6 more weeks of winter here too.
Okay, so the
wow, consistency among the tribe.
They're yeah. in cahoots together, huh?
Yeah, I guess it's more based on the sun and the rotation.
Well, see, this is why this is so confusing, though.
The equinox.
If you send the groundhog out of the other side of the hole. Do they have to get him out? How do you get him out of there?
I think spring's going to start on March 22nd.
I think it is. How do you get him out of there? Right around time when the vernal equinox happens.
You hit him with a little.
Yeah, I'm just curious. How do you get him out there? How do you get him out the hole? Carrots, maybe? Or maybe the. Hit does him that with work the on groundhogs, too? That's yeah, how you get a cat's attention. Is yeah.
Laser pointer?
I don't know what groundhogs like to eat.
Just curious. I'm assuming it's carrots or lettuce or something.
Some kind of roughage.
Just curious, like, do you like wave some chicken at the hole?
I don't know if
groundhogs eat chicken. They may.
wave some chicken at the hole.
I bet a groundhog will eat anything.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's a rodent.
He's a rodent.
He's a damn rodent.
Yeah.
A dressed up rodent. Yeah. We giving credits to a rodent and a damn top cat.
Named General Beauregard Lee.
General Lee.
Yeah,
right. Really believe in that.
Yeah. Cool.
He got no good standing in the South.
Cool name. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. You know what it is. It's Super Bowl week. Oh, yeah, Luka got traded also. We'll get into that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.